Let's say it's this week that we have the incredible zechus to begin the second book of the Torah, to begin Sefer Shmos. In the beginning of Sefer Shmos takes a dramatic turn from the seemingly tranquil ending of Bereishis. The Shvatim are reunited, the family of Yaakov Avinu is together, enjoying a period of incredible tranquility with the Mitzrayim. And of course, all of that changes in the beginning of Parsha Shmos, where Paro encourages his people to engage in systematic servitude or enslavement of Klal Yisrael. And one of the ways in which Paro convinces his people to participate in this barbaric treatment of the Jews, of the children of Yaakov, is by creating a perceived threat. Paro says to Mitzrayim, this is in Parak Aleph, chapter 1, Pasuk Tes, verse 9, Vayomer Elamo, he said to his nation, Hine am bnei Yisrael, rav va'otsum mimenu. He says, the children of Israel are rav, are great, va'otsum, and stronger than us. And therefore he says, Havan ischak molo, we better deal with them wisely, pen yirva, because if they continue to multiply, they will outnumber us, va'yoki sikre ena milchama, and if war should break out, v'nosaf gamhu al soneinu, they will go ahead and aid our enemies, v'nilcham banu, go to war with us, va'ala min ha'aretz, and they will ascend from the land. Paro sows the seeds of fear, essentially saying two things. Pretty soon, the Jewish population will outnumber us. So there'll be an alien population that will outnumber the indigenous population. And therefore, should we be attacked by any external enemies, there's no question that the Jewish people would combine with that enemy to fight against us. But the great tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael of Rezhin explains over here a beautiful yisod. He says, you know, sometimes when our enemies disparage us, that's when we get to see the greatest shevach, the greatest praise of Klal Yisrael as well. So Paro says, Hine am bnei Yisrael rav va'otsum. He says, behold, the children of Israel are rav, are great and otsum and strong. And the Rishon writes the following. He says, Kishe bnei Yisrael mulchadim ka'am echad. When we go ahead and we conduct ourselves as one nation, as then rav va'atzum, we are great. Him chazokim va'atzumim ve'im kol uma v'loshon yichol lishlot bahem. So the Rishon has a beautiful insight. He says, in Paro's very statement is the greatest accolade or bracha of Klal Yisrael. Vayomer elamo, hine am b'nei Yisrael. You see, he doesn't say b'nei Yisrael. He says, am b'nei Yisrael. When the children of Israel, b'nei Yisrael, when the Jewish people are an am, when we are a unified nation, Rav va'atzum mimenu, we could overcome and we could conquer any external force. Even Paro understood the power of Jewish unity. Even Paro understood the power of Achdus. That when Klal Yisrael is biyachad, when we're not just B'nai Yisrael, but we're Am B'nai Yisrael, we're a nation, we're together, Rav va'atzum mimenu, then we are stronger than any challenge that may come our way. And in a beautiful addition to this idea, the Rebbe, the Rebsar Shalom of Belz, the Belz Rebbe says something amazing. He says, you know, on Mondays and Thursdays after we lay, so we say a beautiful tefillah, a Yehi Ratzon. And that Yehi Ratzon begins, Yehi Ratzon lefnei Avinu Shama Shamayim, should be your will before our Father in Heaven. And again, there are three different paragraphs of the Yehi Ratzon, but interestingly enough, the last paragraph of the Yehi Ratzon perhaps is the most well-known, Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesun Batzara Vashivi. We speak about our brethren, Am Yisrael, who are in difficult situations, and we ask God to intervene and to help ameliorate their difficulty and suffering. So the Belz Rebbe asks, is why is it that that last paragraph of the Yiratzons that we recite on Mondays and Thursdays, Achinu, you see, we recite it together, but we look at it as a response, but it's really part of the Yiratzons, why doesn't that paragraph also begin in the same way of Yiratzon Milifnei Avinu Shema Shamaim? Why does it not have the same introduction, to which the Belz Rebbe says so beautifully? Because when there is Achinu B'nei Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is united, when we are biyachad, when there is achdus, to quote the words of the Belz Rebbe, Kishib Nei Yisrael Meuchadim Ke'achim, when we are together like brothers, then Ein Tzarech Lomar Yehi Ratzon. There is no need to say Yehi Ratzon. Yehi Ratzon is a supplication. Yehi Ratzon is us asking God to do something for us. But at the end of the day, when we are achinu B'nei Yisrael, when we are together, when we are not just B'nei Yisrael, but Am B'nei Yisrael, achinu B'nei Yisrael, a nation unified, brothers and sisters, then ultimately good things and salvation will come. I don't need to supplicate to God to intervene on my behalf, because where there is unity, there is success. Where there is togetherness, there is the ability to overcome any challenge that is in our way. So here we see in the beginning of this week's parasha a beautiful message of Achdus, a beautiful need for us not just to simply be Bnei Yisrael, not just to be the Jewish people, but to be Am Bnei Yisrael, to be Achenu Bnei Yisrael, to be a unified nation, to be brothers and sisters. But how do we do that? How do we accomplish this most, sounds so simple, but yet of course we all know that it's anything but simple. So how do we accomplish becoming an Am? How do we accomplish becoming Achinu brothers? And perhaps the insight is from a beautiful idea of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. The Rebbe writes the following, he says, when he speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, by the burning bush. So the Torah says, this is in Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Vayomer Hashem, God says to Moshe, Ra'o ra'isi es ani ami asher b'mitzrayim. I have seen the affliction of my people in Egypt. Ve'es tza'akosam shamati. I've heard their cries, mipnei nogsav, because ultimately, again, of their oppressors, ki adati es machovav, I know their suffering. And the Medrash discusses the idea, why does it have to say ra'o ra'isi? We translate it as, God says to Moshe, I have seen. But ra'o ra'isi is a double lashon of seeing. I have seen, I have seen. And the great tzaddik Rabbi Nachman explains so beautifully that the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying to Moshe is the following. I know that when you look at this people, you don't see all that much. But I, as God, don't just look at them. Ra'isi. I look deep down into them. Because when you look deep down into any Jew, you will always find something positive. You'll always find something beautiful. Sometimes that beauty, sometimes that goodness may not be apparent at first glance. Sometimes you have to look and look again and look again until you finally find something beautiful. But says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can say, Ra'o Ra'isi, even I, God, at first glance, sometimes don't see the beauty in this people. But that's why I look a second time. Ra'isi. That's why I look again and again and again. Because when you look enough, when you look deep enough, when you look hard enough, you will find the beauty. You find the magnificence in every single Jew. And perhaps these two ideas really come together. At the end of the day, if we want to be Achinu B'nei Yisrael, if we want to be Am B'nei Yisrael, the only way to go ahead and really establish a bond of Achdus is to strive to find the good and to see the good in the other. Every single person has Tov. Every single person has spiritual beauty. Some of us wear it on our sleeves. Some of us it's tucked in our pockets. And some of us it's tucked deep beneath many layers of impurity, abrasiveness, and difficult personality. But the goodness and the holiness is present within every single Jew. You just have to have the desire and the stamina to be able to look for it. To live lives of ra'o ra'isi. We should always strive to look for the good in the other, no matter how difficult it may become, even if it causes me to look, and to look again, and have to look again. And in the zechus of trying hard to see the good and to find the good in the other, may we be zocha not just to be b'nei Yisrael, but may we be zocha to mir tzashem, be am b'nei Yisrael, to be achinu b'nei Yisrael. Wishing everyone a beautiful and a wonderful Shabbos in Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. Halavai, we should be zocha mir tzashem, to be here together soon. A good Shabbos.